102/2008. Item 7, an application for conditional use for the above-mentioned property under DCU 109179-2008D. And item 7, an application for variance for the above-mentioned property under DAB 107662-2008D.
We can begin with one of the tapes.
Thank you. I have materials which I can use to describe the project, although I would say I've read the planner's report and we don't have any issues with the recommendations of the planner's report or for any of the applications. I'm happy to walk you through the project if you like.
Can I go through it quickly?
Sure. Also with me are Jennifer Rattray.
Who is she?
We all know her.
It's okay. She's representing the University of Winnipeg for those others in attendance who don't recognize her name. And the university has worked with the communities, so if there are any questions in terms of the community relations, Jennifer would handle those. And also Hijab Maitra, who's representing Prairie Architects, who is responsible for the student housing project. Probably coming through those already. I won't go into any great detail because they probably tell the story well enough on their own. I'm especially familiar with the site and the first page, simply an aerial photo of what was there before. It's the former roller rink site with the used car lot in front, houses along the east frontage, and some vacant land at the rear of the property. The next pages give a bit of an idea of the context of this site. Development proposal, essentially across the street from the multifamily tower structure. And then on the west side, there's office slash commercial slash warehouse. It's hard to say what all goes inside those buildings, but non-residential uses. To the rear, there's a multifamily project, a Manitoba housing apartment complex, as well as a flanking residential single family lot. And across the street to the east are single family homes, and then on the Portage frontage commercial uses as well. And then a little bit in beyond that, CBC, and then the main university. After the context plans, there's a site plan, a detailed site plan that shows, which is again, that's just a more detailed plan showing the relative position of the there's a daycare facility that is running between the parking area and the student housing on the right hand side of the building. And then the Richardson College for the Environment building occupying the frontage, Portage Avenue frontage. And that's a mixed use building as well. There's office space as well as a component of retail for the street area. But mainly and substantially educational facility. Next page is perspective on student housing, just to give you an understanding of what the architect paid attention to the scale of the street and made a real effort to step it back, not to go tower right at the sidewalk, but to match the scale of the houses across the street and then step back the higher portion of the building. So they've made a fairly substantial effort at making sure that it doesn't go along the residential area next to it. And then following that are a series of drawings which describe or show the RCFE building, which is the College for the Environment, which is a bit of a mouthful, so I'll say RCFE. You can see the design quality. It's substantially a three-story building. The four-story has got a mezzanine greenhouse. Mm-hmm. Not mezzanine, pardon me, greenhouse. And there's a fifth-story, if you will, which has a very small footprint for mechanical. Although you may not consider that a story, mechanical is considered a permitted objection. Essentially a three-story building on the frontage.
You know, in the master plan, there's a lot of trees. Mm-hmm. And from the site perspective, look at all the trees. Are there going to be all those trees?
Yes.
You're going to guarantee that.
What
I won't count them, but
we should come to terms for sure.
But you know, a lot of things are put on drawings that are selling the idea to us. But you know, I'd like to know, is there going to be a fair amount of these trees?
There will, and I'll direct to this drawing again. This is the technical of the drawings. These would be non-technical drawings, but the site plan is. The way those trees are shown is what's proposed now, and if the committee wanted to see something different, it can certainly let us know. It's also, I know the planners recommended plan approval, so it'll come before the committee again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I recommend it to the director of
plan. Oh, pardon.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Good. Any questions?
No.
Here. All right. Thank you, Mr. Tate. Next, Jennifer Rafter. Do you want to take the seat, Jennifer?
I just would add that obviously the university is in support of this. We feel that it is something that is good for the community, for the grassroots community, for the business community, that we've consulted with, you know, for 4 years with many different organizations and individuals, from St. Sanford Association to the West Broadway Group, West End Biz, et cetera. So we definitely tried to do something that will benefit the university, but also will benefit the community as well. So I definitely speak in support.
I was just going to ask you, you said there was housing that wasn't even student housing, it was community housing. What kind of housing is that? Like,
there are 25 units of townhouse units that will be 2 and 3 bedroom units, and those units, half of them will be for university students, U of W students who are attending with families, prior to the event, obviously, and the other half of those units will be for community members who are perhaps attending the Winnipeg Adult Education Center, or who are somehow connected with education and wanting to improve their lives through education, but are not University of Winnipeg students. So maybe they're at Red River taking a technical course, for instance, something like that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, the university has, in effect, talked to every organization, the consultant for the neighborhood. You know, for the first time, the university really has opened their doors to the community. They're part of the community now, where they really were an isolated property before. It really is tremendous what they're doing.
It really is fantastic. Happens when you really work with the community like that.
I've never seen such a consultation before, ever.
Excellent. I think, just a second, Jennifer, Glenn, did you?
Yeah, I just want to clarify something with respect to the site perspective. It just sort of appears that the student housing building, student and townhouse structures would be shorter than the RCFE building. And it shows that there's going to be wind turbines on the roof of the residential building. And that's not shown on the elevations.
Discrepancies.
How should we read this?
You should read those as informational. As I said, the technical drawing is the one you should pay attention to. The wind turbines are an idea that the architect put forward, and they're not going forward at this time. So that would be a problem for Glenn and zoning. So the committee is not considering, we're not proposing wind turbines. The student housing building is taller than the RCFP building, so that perspective doesn't show it quite appropriately. And if there's questions, do you have questions about the height of the...
No.
Thank you very much. We have one more person coming forward. Hijab Nesbo?
I think I'm good now. Yeah. I just think I have much to say. Everything's said.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'll just ask, is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to the application? Seeing none, I'm not sure.
Please.
I move that report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And?
Receive a public recommendation is concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
The recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property Development.
All those in favor?
Aye. Move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Right.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter. That will now proceed to council. No further representation is permitted, and all persons registered to the public hearing will receive notice of when this matter is considered by council.
Thank you very much. Moving along.
Yeah, the next one. Move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
You're moving that it be
taken as read.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that the recommendation of the public service be concurred in
forwarded.
And forwarded to the extended policy committee.
The extended policy committee, there was no opposition. And
oh, okay. Extended policy committee.
Good. All those in favor?
All right. And the following supporting reasons be provided. Namely, this is an enhancement of the education facilities and the buildings are in addition, a very positive addition to the neighborhood. And there is no earthly reason to oppose it.
Well said. All those in favor?
Aye.
Move the public hearing to take this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye. Please note the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will not proceed to council. No further representation is permitted. No persons registered for public hearing will receive notice of when this matter is considered by council.
All right. All right, next is item
6. Move the recommendation to land by public service be concurred in.
All those in favor?
Aye. Move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, you missed the first two. Take it as read and representations.
Yeah. Move the criteria 254 and criteria A, B, and D of subsection 2473. The City of Winnipeg Charter set out below are satisfied.
And A, B, C?
Yeah,
D.
A, B, C, D.
All right, okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Item number 7.
Okay, on to 7.
The Charter of Winnipeg Public Service on a double application. Winnipeg Public Service to advise that all statutory requirements with respect to this application have been complied with. Move that the report of Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move that criteria A to D of subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set out below are satisfied. That's A, B, C, D.
All those in favor?
Aye. Move that the recommendation of Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Thank goodness.
Okay. Please note that the committee's decision with respect to these applications may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the orders issued by the clerk, which will be mailed to all persons registered.